Not a single member of this year's U.S. Olympic team has changed his or her mind about going to Sochi because of the terrorism threat. Olympic cross-country ski coach J.D. Downing of Bend, Oregon, says he doesn't fear for his safety.
Russia has a lot of work to do to get themselves to be as safe as we feel day to day in the U.S. But honestly, I think in the city of Sochi, I think particularly at the venues, there won't be any safer place.
The current situation reminds Downing of the 2002 Salt Lake City Games, which he also attended. Those took place soon after the 9/11 attacks under similar high security. The manager of snowmaking at the Mission Ridge ski area near Wenatchee, Washington, has just returned from a two-month assignment to make snow in Sochi. Before he left the Olympic venue, John Wax described to me from his mountainside perch the very strong police and military presence on scene.
From here all the way down to the Black Sea, which is where Sochi is located, there's a pretty tight security perimeter. So we don't feel any security threat within the zone.
That said, Wax added this week that it was the biggest relief of his life to land back on U.S. soil. Peruvian-American cross-country ski racer Roberto Carcelin of Seattle says he had long discussions with his wife about whether she and their young daughter should cheer him on in person. They decided he should go to Russia alone, less for the athlete to worry about that way.
I don't think you can concentrate or be in a nice balanced state if you're training up the mountain and your family's down in the village, and you never know.
Alpine skier Jasmine Campbell of Sun Valley, Idaho, says she's disappointed that security issues are such a big component of these Olympics. Campbell told me she'll be cautious over in Russia, but is trying not to obsess. It takes away from what the Olympics are about, she says. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.